This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Back for week 7, this is Linz.
This is Russ.
That's how we're starting out again. We're going to have our little sing song shit again.
Every time, Russ.
But how about you say your name normally, like a normal person?
This is Russ.
You're such a dick. You are a fucking dick. It is so cold in this basement. And I say, oh my God, babe, it's cold in here. There's one blanket in the basement. And what does he do? Yep, it's cold, and puts it on his fucking lap. What a dick.
It's my blanket. This is my basement.
What do you mean it's your basement? It is not your basement.
This is the man cave.
No, it's not the man cave. If it was the man cave, I wouldn't be allowed in it.
Well, you're not.
What am I doing in it?
I don't know. What are you doing here?
Stop screaming.
What do you mean?
I'm
trying to be as loud as you are.
Oh, am I being loud right now?
You're always loud.
Yeah, this is true. But yes, it is cold in our basement at the moment. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to touch on what we talked about last week. You had said, what was my favorite all-time series of movies?
Yes.
I thought about it. I have an answer.
Harry Potter.
Harry fucking Potter. I can't believe I forgot about that. It didn't come to me as quickly. Yes, Harry Potter is probably my all-time favorite movie series.
I didn't like them.
The fuck you didn't like them?
I liked them. No, they're watchable, but the last Deathly Hallows, that was crap.
Why do you say it was crap?
Because you know it was crap.
Why
agree
do you say
with
it was
that,
crap?
Because it was like, I don't know, it was just boring.
What do you mean it's boring?
It wasn't fun to watch. I didn't like it. I thought it was a letdown. It was all hyped up to be this super duper finale, and then it turns into like, okay, what the fuck?
No, it was different than the books. So I
didn't read those, so I don't know that.
I was kind of upset that they strayed away from the book. But no, absolutely not. It was still extremely entertaining, and it still was an epic battle. But no, it wasn't like the books. So.
You were disappointed in it, don't lie.
Yeah, because it wasn't like the books. Any movie that is based on a book and then they go completely off script from the actual book is bullshit. It's like, you got your fucking idea from the damn book. Stick with the book.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure she signed off on all this stuff. So,
well, I understand that, but it's silly. It's silly to me. Then go make your own fucking what?
That stupid voice you just did.
Oh.
I understand that.
Well, how about your?
Yeah, but that was sexy.
No, it wasn't. No,
it was
not.
You're sexy.
No. I'm telling you, you could do voiceover shit. But Harry Potter, all-time number one favorite movie series.
No.
Yes.
It's not bad, but it's not good either. I heard they were, Warner Brothers was trying to make a 3-part series of her latest Harry Potter book, because I think she said she was done.
What, with movies?
No, with Harry Potter.
Oh.
In general. The Cursed Child shit that just came out. Well, they're trying to do like a 3-part movie series, I think, for it.
Yeah.
They're trying to cash grab like a motherfucker.
It wouldn't surprise me. I'm surprised they haven't done all of her little spinoffs. I thought they were. What was it called? Beautiful Creatures or something like that? No.
Deadly Creatures? I don't know.
Something like that. I can't think of it right now. But it was a child's book of like all the weird creatures that they have living in the wizard world.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna do a spinoff about that, and I thought there was a whole bunch of things that they were gonna do, but they haven't done it, and it's been years.
Good.
Really, really sad.
We don't need any more Harry Potter. We're done. It's over.
No. And we briefly touched on before we decided to kind of cut this whole thing short.
Stop talking with your hands.
Fuck. We started talking about Jaws versus Deep Blue Sea, and you said that Deep Blue Sea was better than Jaws.
I love Deep Blue Sea. That
That's
shit was amazing.
Retarded. No.
LL Cool J was in that shit.
You cannot say that Deep Blue Sea was better than Jaws.
Samuel Jackson and LL Cool J were in that shit, or LL Cool J fucked a shark up with a daggone cross. That dude was gangster as fuck.
This is true. You ate my bird.
You ate my bird. That was a fucking parrot.
No, you can't get anything better than Jaws for its time.
Oh,
because you have so many one-liners in that movie that are still nostalgic to this day. We're going to need a bigger boat.
I wasn't a fan of Jaws.
You're fucking nuts. nuts. I was the dumbass child who, oh my God, look, it's a movie on about the beach. I'm going to watch it. And then 7-year-old me sat down and watched Jaws while I was at the beach for a week.
Your parents let you watch that when you were 7?
They were doing something. I think they were in the shower or getting ready or whatever.
For 2 hours straight?
Yeah, something like that.
No, okay.
Or they're taking a nap or
holy
I don't know.
Shit.
Because, you know, I have a younger sister, so she was.
So you watch it with your younger sister?
No, I think they were taking a nap or with her and somebody was getting ready or whatever. But yeah, I sat down.
Hey,
and
you're 3 years old. Come watch this fucking movie.
I was 7, I said. 7. So my
I'm
sister
talking about
was
your
2.
Sister. Okay,
no,
close enough.
Was 2. Anyways, but yeah, no, you can't even because of all the one-liners. Are still, one bad hat, Harry. No, Jaws is just nostalgic.
You're saying all of those one-liners, and I don't know any of them because I don't even think I've actually watched that from start to
finish.
We're
adding Jaws.
No, you mean that's going to be like the one movie that we watch?
No,
I'm not watching E.T. Fucker.
Why?
Because I will light this whole house on fire.
You're ridiculous. What was the other one we said?
If you bring that movie in this house, the house burns down.
What was the other one we said? E.T. and?
I don't know.
We'll have to listen to our last podcast. No, you're watching Jaws and you're watching E.T.
E.T.? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I will not watch E.T.
Yes, you're watching
Wizard of Oz, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But I ain't
right.
watching. I've seen that. That
you
movie
know what?
Sucks
They'll
ass.
Probably be on before the end of the year because I think they always play E.T. around Halloween and then they always play Wizard of Oz around New Year or Christmas or whatever. So you're watching them before the end of the year.
No, I'm not.
Boom, shaka.
You think I'm going to watch E.T.? I will not watch E.T.
Bet money. So, the next thing I kind of wanted to talk about there, sir, your wedding ring.
What about it?
Let's talk about this.
What about it?
So one day, Russ is out fixing his tire because he got a flat. And he realizes, after working on his tire, realizes the next morning, oh my God, my ring is missing. My wedding ring. Where'd it go? And he looked through the trash. He looked through everything that he had used while working on it.
Working man.
Uh-huh. And can't find the wedding ring.
Still can't find it.
Have no idea where it went.
It's been like 2 months. No, 2 months.
2 months. 2 months.
That's what this guy said when we bought our appliances for this house. I said, do we get 50 bucks off or 5% off or whatever? And he was like, that's only if you do the 12-month finance. And I said, can you spell that for me, sir?
M-O-N-F-S.
Month.
M-O-N-F-S.
Momith. Like, what is the unit of measure of month? Is that like 17 regular months? Or what? Can you explain yourself? Because I really don't know what kind of finance deal I'm getting right now, motherfucker.
So, wedding ring is lost.
That was totally random. I don't know why.
That's our lives right there. Oh. Our lives in a nutshell.
Oh. Oh.
You're just fucking full of them tonight. Listen at you. Oh,
listen at me.
Uh-huh. You got all kinds of stuff coming out of there.
Whoa, easy.
Out of that big old hole in your head. So the wedding ring is lost. So we decided, Russ and I have been together for a very long time. When I was 14, he was 15, we decided to start dating. And then that following year, we started to get serious and we bought each other promise rings. I know.
Do you still have yours?
I do. Oh. I do. It's upstairs in my jewelry box.
I was hoping you'd say, no, I lost. I'd be like, yeah, motherfucker. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's upstairs in my jewelry box. So, so he decided, well, I actually gave him his old promise ring back and it actually has the engraved date when we started dating. It's so cute. So hopefully he doesn't lose that one, but I was kind of wondering, like, how many people actually have lost their wedding rings? How many people have replaced their wedding rings over time? And does anybody have their original one anymore?
Well, my buddy, he's a mechanic, and I think he had a hardware wedding ring, you know, standard, normal dude wedding ring. But he said, honey, I can't fucking wear this thing anymore. And he went and got a tattoo.
Okay. I asked you about that, and you said no.
No, I'm not getting a tattoo on my finger. They wear out. They look like crap.
Yeah, they do. I agree.
Because they move all the time. If it was going to look good forever, I would be cool with getting that because I don't have to worry about it. I'm never going to lose that unless I go fucking blow my finger off a NAM or something. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing that because they start looking really bad.
Well, one lady at work with me actually said that she went through 3 wedding rings.
See, I'm not the only one.
No, absolutely not. You're not the only one. But I was just curious, like, do people actually lose wedding rings and whatever? And I haven't looked it up. I need to. But I'm really curious how many people have lost their wedding rings. Like, how many people have had to replace it multiple times?
I don't know about multiple, but I mean, this is the second time I've lost this ring.
Yeah, you found it the first time.
Yeah, it was in the dirty clothes.
But see, your ring was, what's that called, tungsten?
Yeah, you can't resize them.
Right. So your ring was always a little big because they couldn't resize it.
Plus, I was afraid to get
the smaller size.
Because if it had to come off, that motherfucker would be tough to get off.
Right. Yeah.
Because I've had that problem before where I had to cut a ring off my finger.
Right. Well, I forget who told me, but someone said that if you put an oxygen tube, like oxygen tubing, like they do this on ambulances and whatever.
I'm pretty sure they can take them off now.
Yeah, you put an oxygen tube in there and you can actually somehow wiggle a tungsten ring off if it has to come off because you can't clip them off.
I think you can.
Oh, you can?
I think so. I think they have something to cut them off. Oh. They just, it's just not as easy, I think. I think.
So for now, we have the replacement of our old promise ring.
So, yeah, no, I've got a story now.
Okay.
Something came up. I didn't prepare for this because I don't like preparing for things. I want this podcast to kind of be, like, random.
Okay, now you sound like Trump.
But what do you mean? What the hell was that? Anyway, I heard this on the radio the other day. What would you do if you were in the French Alps right now? They're open, not really for skiing because it's a little warm during the day or something. Like, I don't know. I think they're still skiing, but it's not as popular right now as hiking.
Okay.
Well, they have these lifts. They're enclosed lifts to bring you up the mountains of the Alps, you know, whatever. I think it's the French Alps. Well, something got, the cable got tangled up. And these people were stranded on the French Alps for like 10 hours straight all night long. They were stranded on these fucking lifts. It's like a 200-foot drop.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not fucking getting off of that shit.
God damn.
So these people had to sleep on the French Alps in these lifts. I said, nah, fuck that. It's cold as shit.
Well, obviously not that cold if they're not skiing.
No, it's cold. Like, the radio station I was listening to was people were calling in that just went there. They were like, there was someone there a week before this happened, right? She said it was like 0 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So that's not fucking
during the day or at night?
I'm pretty sure she was hiking during the day.
Wow.
Why would you hike at night? You can't
see
nothing.
Why would you hike during the day at 0 degrees?
Why the fuck would I want to do that ever? It's cold. Fuck that.
No, I have no desire.
So what would you do? I don't think fuck that shit.
What would you do? Jump?
No. I mean, I don't know. What if you're up in there with all these like weird strangers and you got to start spooning everybody and shit because it's cold as a motherfucker?
Well, a lift to me is like outside. You're sitting on a bench.
It's not. I don't know what they're called. It's like a monorail.
A tram.
It's not a tram. It's not heated or anything. This is it's just an enclosed lift.
Okay.
It's weird. You can sleep on, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could sleep, but it's not climate controlled or anything.
So they, okay. So they did have to spoon in order to stay warm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care what you have on, you're getting fucking cold. Because if it's 0 degrees during the day, what is it getting at down to at night?
So that somebody on the outside has to come into the middle sometime through the night.
Yeah, it's like penguins. Where they rotate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what you'd have to do in order to keep everybody warm.
Like I hear these horror stories all the time of people getting stranded on the road in snow and shit, and sleeping in their cars.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to leave your car.
No, I know, I get it, but I just couldn't imagine doing that. But just imagine being on a fucking lift in the middle of the Alps when it's fucking cold as shit. Because I think they said that they were helicoptering people out of there. Well, once the darkness came, they're like, we can't do anything. We're not risking our helicopter and risking other people's lives. So they just flew away. What would you do if you were like, oh, they're coming here next? Oh.
I don't know. That's fucked up. And I wonder if there's going to be any babies out of that. Did people have sex while they were on
there? The fucking shrinkage factor is strong with this one. I'm pretty sure that penetration wouldn't be far enough.
Yeah, wow.
So there's your birth control. Small dick syndrome.
There you go. I saw, what was it called? Bad Moms. Bad Moms movie, and she said that her husband was a never hard. She had to fold his dick in half and shove it up in her in order to have sex with him. Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
So I can imagine, you know, 0 degree weather. People on the tram.
I'm trying to picture that, and it's really hard for me to even imagine.
I fucking love Kristen Bell. I love her so much.
Okay.
Okay. So, kind of get back on the topic of the Olympics. The regular Olympics are
Why?
Over.
Why?
Hold on. Just listen for 10 seconds.
Why?
The regular Olympics are over. So, they had the closing ceremonies, what have you. Well, the Paralympics actually started this week. And they're only a week long, and I don't think they broadcast them very much, but they're still being held in Rio.
Weren't the Russians accused of doping in that too?
Yes. The whole Russian team is out, even in the Paralympics. I mean, seriously, this is getting ridiculous here.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get to that in a second. I think we've talked about, you know, doping and whatever. Let's have two separate teams of, you know, one whole team on the Olympics you have a doping Olympics and then you have a regular Olympics.
The Meathead League.
I'm telling you, this needs to happen. Anyways, but about the Paralympics, Rio has pretty much run out of money to pay for the Paralympics.
Of course they did. They couldn't even fix their infrastructure for the Olympics. They got paid to do it and they never did it.
Exactly. I'm pissed about this. How do you not have money to hold the Paralympics?
Because you know that's fucking... I don't know. I feel like that is probably funded by taxpayers, too.
I don't know if it's by taxpayers. I mean, they have this big, I forget what it's
called. How much are Olympic tickets?
I don't know.
Do they actually make you pay to get in there?
Yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Okay, so they're probably self-funded then.
Oh, yeah. No, they have an actual board of Olympics, and that's who Lochte had to deal with during this whole thing when he was dealing with his nonsense.
He got barred from the White House, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, that's good. Fuck them. You shouldn't be. No, you should.
But did
be,
Phelps?
For what?
For smoking weed.
Why he didn't do that while representing the country?
Well, it was right after.
No, this is totally different.
I don't feel that it's totally.
It is
different.
Because one dude is a liar, and he did legitimately cause the United States to look like shit for a moment.
So smoking weed doesn't make the United States look like shit?
Not really, because everybody would be like, yeah, motherfucker, smoke that shit!
I mean, I don't disagree with weed, but I don't know. I feel like, why didn't Phelps?
Because, like I said, he didn't cause the United States to look like shit. Who gives a fuck if he smoked a little joint?
I don't give a fuck, but I'm just saying, when you go why to another isn't country, it along the same lines?
When you go to another country and you make them look bad, which,
you're still an Olympian.
I get it. And you still, did he win? He won something.
Lochte?
Yeah, Lochte. I know Phelps won. Goddamn. Yeah, that's Lochte. Like, fuck, did Phelps go to the Olympics? Okay, he won.
Yeah, Lochte won a couple medals.
Okay, but, okay, you won the medal, but in your actions afterwards, you made the United States look bad.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Lochte was done. Lochte shouldn't have even been there.
But he was.
Okay.
He was there for the Olympics, and he got caught in a lie. Him and the other, it wasn't just him, it was the other athletes that fabricated that whole story.
I understand that, but why isn't it the same thing with Phelps? Why wasn't he barred? I don't want either of them to be barred, but I'm just saying, it seems a little double standard.
I don't see how it's a double standard.
I fully believe it's double standard.
When did Phelps smoke the weed?
It was probably a year, maybe, after his Olympics.
Okay, so what the fuck?
He's still an Olympian. He's still going to the next one.
I thought he was retired.
He's never going to retire.
This motherfucker.
His fiance even came out and said, oh, he's not done yet.
Oh my God.
He's going to be like freaking old and gray in that freaking pool. I'm telling you right now, still lapping people.
That motherfucker. Anyways, he's a dickhead, though. I don't like that guy.
He and Lochte both are.
I don't like that guy as a person. Like, okay, he got off the airplane and he was just being a dick to the reporters. It's like, dude, you don't have to. If you don't want to answer questions, that's fine. Don't say anything.
Well,
but he was like, I'm here to see my family.
I've heard a lot of people say that their coaches and whatever tell them to be arrogant like that because that means that they're confident. That shows that they're, you know.
You can be confident without being a douche.
I agree. I fully agree.
You're not competing with reporters. You're competing with other swimmers. So
be arrogant to them.
Like I said, you're back home. If you don't want to talk to them, just keep walking.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I'm not up for questions right now. Thank you guys for supporting me through all my Olympics, you know, all the time, whatever.
Great speech.
I'm going to go in my house now. Mm-hmm. That's it. Walk inside. You're good. You don't have to sit there and be like.
Well, some of them do get annoying, reporters, but.
They are annoying. That's their job, but you don't have to. You literally look like a total douchebag on camera because the cameras are rolling.
Yeah. For what? But anyways, the Paralympics. So I'm actually really upset by the fact that they are going to run out of money for this. It's like, in my mind, you have to hold back to an extent. Maybe not hold back. You have to reserve money from the original Olympics to hold the Paralympics because they are on a different level of importance than the regular Olympics. Because these people, I mean, regular Olympics do have their own backstory. Everybody comes from somewhere. I get it. But these Paralympians have been through it, okay? the fact that they can do what they do is amazing.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're going to tell them, sorry, we don't have enough money to fund your event. Sorry, we don't have enough money to host your event in, you know, this certain venue. We're going to have to do a smaller venue and or cut you completely. Really? Come on.
No, something like that the whole panel or whatever, Olympic committee, they need to question all the officials of the Rio Olympics and ask them where the fuck the money went.
Yeah, I agree, because this is bullshit. You can't do that to these people.
No, it's not even that. Why didn't you fix up anything?
Right. No, I agree.
The freaking row teams were rowing in fucking hospital waste.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That's disgusting.
What the fuck?
I hope they all get tested when they come home.
I wish that like the U.S. team would have said, you know what, go fuck yourself. I am not doing that for a medal.
Yep.
And that's if I even win. Yep. Fuck off.
So no, it really upset me when I read that about the Paralympics. So it's like, you know, it's a different type of importance.
No, I agree.
To have these events. So don't fuck up by saying, oh, sorry, we used the money on something else. No.
Yeah, but what did you use it on?
Exactly.
Explain yourself.
Yep.
You're, what, fucking trying to get Lochte to come back for a court date? Stupid motherfucker.
Yep.
How about you? Yeah, why doesn't the U.S. government come out and say, you know, I get you, Lochte kind of made you guys look bad, but, you know, where's all the money at for the Paralympics?
Exactly.
Let's figure that out.
Yep. No, that's.
You can dog my athlete, which is fine. He did fuck up. I agree. But let's talk about the money.
That's so fucked up. Like, seriously, you can't do that to these people.
No, that makes me mad because they train as much, if not more, than the regular Olympians.
Yep. Exactly. And
so,
some of them may have been through more, you know?
Oh, I guarantee it. I mean,
exactly. So, anywho, that little tidbit for you, and I'll make sure that we post that article online so you can see it as well. But along the lines of the Paralympics, guess what's starting soon? I'm so excited.
American Idol.
Why? Because I just sang?
I don't know.
No.
Well, that's done, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's done forever.
Oh.
Thank God.
Okay.
I just won a record deal from Simon.
He's on X Factor now, okay?
Is that still available?
I don't know.
Available.
We don't watch TV like that. Anyways.
That was in my head.
The World Cup of Hockey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm so fucking excited. It is ridiculous.
So we're actually going to watch it this year? We never watched it before.
I love hockey.
But we never watched the World Cup of Hockey before.
I love hockey. Well, we watched the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, and they had hockey.
Yeah, but that's not the World Cup of hockey.
I understand that. And then we watched the NHL.
Love, yeah, we're big.
Love the NHL.
Big hockey fans.
Big hockey fans. So I want to watch the World Cup of hockey.
I do too.
Because
Tortorella.
Tortorella is my fucking man, okay? I don't like him during NHL regular season because he's always the other mouthy team. And he's always the opponent to my favorite team. But in the World Cup of Hockey, he's going to be the U.S. coach. Yep. I can't wait to see what he does. Like, I can't wait to see him pop off because during regular season NHL, he has been known to go into the opponent's locker room and tell them off.
the dude's insane.
He stands up on benches and kind of screams at the other team, screams at the umpires. Now, mind you, that probably isn't the best light to put Americans in, but he's fucking beast, okay?
Have you seen some of his press conferences after games? He's like, I'm not taking questions right now. And then it was like slam his shit down and just walk the fuck out. I said, that dude is a boss.
Uh-huh. I don't give a fuck. I love him. I mean, he might have to tone it down just a little bit because
I like him, though.
He wants, we need to make sure that we put America in a good light.
He's almost the, poster of hockey, though, because hockey is a gritty, rough,
aggressive sport.
And it's about athlete, dude. The athletes in hockey, they'll break a fucking leg
and still play
and strap it up. They'll brace it, splint it, and skate.
It's nuts. Like, these guys,
I've seen dudes come back out. They got a puck to the face, broke their nose, have black eyes from the broken nose, can't fucking really see that well. They'll put a full face mask on.
Yep.
And be out there skating in 5 minutes.
Yep.
It'll be in the same period. It's not even like they took a break. No, I'm good. Just reset it. Let me get the fuck back out there.
Yep. And I mean, these dudes sprint. I'm telling you, up and down that ice, they are constantly moving. It's not an easy sport.
But no, hockey, that's another reason why I like hockey was, and the coaches, because the coaches are deeply involved in the players. Like, it's a strategic game.
It's almost
they're subbing in players the whole entire game. Okay, you threw out this superstar. I got to throw out my superstar defenseman. Pull somebody out. Because if you don't pull somebody out, they'll score on you because your defenseman's a little bit lacking or whatever. You know, he's not as good as your superstar.
Yep. Yep. No,
it's all about matchups and everything. It's wild.
Hockey is awesome to watch. I mean, it is one of the greatest sports, in my opinion. I like baseball. You know, it's a low-key sport. It's fun to watch.
I like baseball in person.
Yes. Well,
TV, I can't do it. I never could do it. It's like
I can have it playing in the background.
I would literally
sit down.
I would rather paint a wall and watch that shit dry. I'm not kidding.
No, you wouldn't. You fucking lazy. No, you would not.
Come on, stop talking with your fucking hands.
Man. I'm cold. I'm moving my blanket.
Stop it.
So, World Cup of Hockey. I can't wait for it to start. And another thing that I'm sure some people can't wait for is iPhone 7.
Gross.
Dun, dun, dun. So some of the new features that they're saying that it's going to have, I think I touched on this a little bit in a previous cast. It's going to have dual cameras. It's also going to be waterproof.
That's nothing new.
And it's not going to have a headphone jack.
Yeah, I still think that's a load of shit.
See, I don't know. I'm curious to see what they're going to do. Obviously, wireless headphones are going to skyrocket in sales. And then the other thing is,
I get it too,
is the lightning port.
Yeah. Okay, what about the lightning port?
That they're going to have headphones that go into the lightning jack.
But what if you want to plug your phone into your car?
Yeah, you're going to have like a splitter, so there goes another cable.
Yeah, it's a load of shit.
Well, you wouldn't have to plug your phone in the car and wear headphones.
No, but a lot of cars have auxiliary inputs.
Does that go into
the phone?
Well, into the lightning port?
They're going to have to do that. But okay, so what if you want to plug your phone into your auxiliary port and charge it at the same time? Yeah. It sucks. They have, I think Belkin already came out with an accessory to split it. The fucking thing is massive.
What do you mean massive? Like,
okay, you plug this device into your lightning port on your phone, and it's a box with a headphone jack and another lightning port, so you can do both.
That's stupid.
Okay, exactly.
That's retarded.
All your cars, like, my car has an auxiliary port.
Mine doesn't.
No, but still, It's a load of shit. I think it's a little bit soon.
What do you mean soon?
I think it's too soon to take away the headphone jack.
I don't know if it's too soon, but I don't think they thought it through all the way. I'm pretty sure they did think it through all the way because they're just going to add more cables. A splitter cable if you want to do this and do that.
They don't want that. They want these. They got those ear pods that are coming out. They're wireless.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to skyrocket. But
that doesn't fix my car.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to use headphones in the car, though.
Auxiliary is technically a headphone.
Well, I guess you would have to Bluetooth, right?
What if people don't have Bluetooth? Exactly. Like, my car is older. I don't have I have a Bluetooth adapter that plugs into the aux port.
Yeah, no, I think that...
You shouldn't have to buy that to use your phone in the car. If you have an auxiliary input port, throw it in there.
Well, you're going to have a splitter so that you can have an auxiliary port and a charger. I know. That's all it is you're buying shit. But it's pretty obvious that, you know, there really isn't a lot of new stuff, other than they're catching up to what everybody else is doing as far as the waterproofing goes.
Yeah, the S7 Edge or whatever has that already. But did you hear about the Note?
Yeah, the Galaxy 7 or something like that.
Yeah, the Note 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's like a goddamn bomb in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Airlines are talking about banning it.
The FAA came out, they already came out and said, don't bring them on here or don't power them up on airplanes. And then Samsung and the FAA just came out and pretty much said, you know, keep your phones off. Mm-hmm. That is so bad.
Yep.
How the fuck do you manufacture a phone that is literally a ticking time bomb?
Mm-hmm. And you're only recalling some of them.
No, they're recalling all of them.
Oh.
It's like the biggest recall ever.
Oh, I thought that they were just recalling a portion.
No, I'm pretty sure it's every single one. And they're expediting the shipments of them because of the FAA coming out and pretty much saying don't bring those fuckers on these airplanes.
Huh, yeah, because a friend of ours has one, the 7. And
the 7, the Note 7 or yes, the S7?
I think it's the Note 7.
Okay.
Whichever one blows up.
Okay.
And he said that he was going to wait until the iPhone 7 comes out in order to, I guess, try and get the recall, but he said that his phone wasn't part of it.
I bet you it was. He just can't. You don't get to trade in your Note 7 to get an iPhone. You trade in your Note 7 to get a fixed Note 7.
Oh, I don't know, because he said that that's what his plan was. He was going to get an iPhone 7 because
it's not how it works.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, think about it. If you have a
car, he's going to get it from his dealer, like Sprint or whoever has.
No, that's not how it works. It's through Samsung, I'm pretty sure. If your phone is defective, manufacturer defect, you go through your manufacturer's warranty. You don't go through Sprint,
which
T-Mobile,
we've come to find.
AT&T, what?
With her mattress.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started with that shit.
Well, before we talk about that, hold on 1 second. The Apple Watch is coming out as well. And this watch is now going to have GPS integrated with it. But the price point, I guess, is a little cheaper than what people were anticipating. $396.
That's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
How the fuck is that cheaper than what people thought?
So if you're getting an iPhone 7 and an Apple Watch, you're spending almost what? Close to $1,500?
I think the base model of the iPhone is what? $700?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're spending a G.
Yep. Good luck.
And I don't want to hear all this crap that, oh, I'm not spending $1,000 or $700. I'm only spending $20 a month. You're spending $20 a month for 9 fucking years or whatever,
exactly,
you know, 2 years.
Until you pay off the phone.
It's like 30-some bucks a month for mm-hmm. the phone. That's a loan. You're yep. paying that money.
Yep.
You're not getting a phone for free. Free yep. is not real.
Yep. There's no such thing as free.
No. If you're using a free product, you are the product.
Buy one, get one free. You're still paying.
Yes. You signed a 2-year contract. That's the whole thing with these new no contract cell phone plans. It's a load of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay, you get everybody used to pay $200 for an iPhone, sign a 2-year contract, so you get that discount. You get $500 off.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not paying for the phone up front. But if you try to leave Verizon or whatever,
you're paying, bro.
You owe the rest of the balance of the phone.
Exactly.
So there's your fucking ETF fee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, I think these non-contract plans actually benefit them more.
Benefit the phone company?
The carriers, yes. Yeah,
I can agree. I really can, because they're putting like goodwill into the customer, making them think that, you know, you're getting a deal. Yep, no, yep. Bro.
Yeah,
you're
don't
not.
Have to pay anything up front. The only thing you got to pay is this $958 activation fee, mm-hmm. which is a load of shit too.
Yep.
Don't get me started. We're on Project Fi, which is legit.
Oh yeah, through Google. It is awesome. Now, they only have two phones available with their plan. And one of them is...
My face done did it.
See? You talk about me. One of them is the Nexus 5X, which we have. And I actually really enjoy this phone. And I think we're really enjoying the service, too.
I kind of wish we would have went with the other one.
Yeller?
Yeah, the 6P, but...
Nah.
Whatever.
Live and learn. We're actually liking it. And their plans are actually really awesome too.
Well, yeah, it's $20 for the talk and text are unlimited, $20 each phone, and then $10 a gigabyte. So if you set up your plan for talk and text plus 1 gig, it's $30. Say you only use 500 megs of your data plan, they actually refund you $5. They give you your money back. You're never, ever overpaying for your data. You know, like when you go to Verizon and you get an overage, you spend $10 a gig. If you use 200 megabytes of that, you're not getting anything back, even though you didn't use that $10 worth.
Yep. No, that's pretty awesome.
It's a scam. Google is kind of, it's pretty legit.
Yeah, we like them so far. I was going to discuss the bed, but we're running kind of long on this one.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll talk about that next week. Stay tuned for our bed story.
Yeah, it's kind of
it
bad.
It continues.
But you got to be a hard ass with these bed manufacturers.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, until next week.
Bye now.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.